So, Ron Davis with me, and he'll be here tonight, but I had a chance to talk with him yesterday, just as he was getting ready to leave Huntsville, where he was giving a lecture there, and talked to him about the fact that he discovered this as he's an engineer by trade, but he discovered that he grew up as a dyslexic, and by the age of 38, finally figured out how to work with it.
I am indeed. In fact, there's another word that goes with that now. I'm a corrected dyslexic.
Oh.
And that means I can read and write as well as anyone I know.
Well, now, I noticed that we're coming along as a kid that, and even now, I will look at something else. I'll look at plot and think pilot, at least at first, or something along those lines. I haven't done as badly as one of the reporters that I heard one morning that was giving the road statistics for the weekend and said there were four people killed in South Carolina, two Presbyterians. When he meant pedestrians, it hadn't gotten quite that bad yet, or a Memphis jury indicated three men today, but, you know, I still have some trouble.
Well, you know, the very thing that we're doing that can cause those kinds of problems actually make it easier for us to solve problems and for us to be essentially more intelligent than the average human being when it comes to real-life situations.
Now, how is that exactly? It's something that you discovered as an older man, right? You're about at the age of 38 or so, you figured all this out?
Yeah, well, I've spent most of my life thinking the reason I couldn't read and write was that I had brain damage, and that was a structural problem that would never get better. So I had to learn how to cope the best I could without the ability to read and write. And there were some pretty horrible times. You know, you find yourself in a situation that is extremely embarrassing because you can't follow the directions that everybody else can see. But the very function that causes the problem has to do with thinking essentially with mental images as opposed to the constant word sound going on inside of our heads. And the kind of thinking that we do that is the natural way for us is actually faster than the kind of thinking other people do. If you're thinking non-verbally, mm-hmm. you're thinking with images, and the images are happening subliminally. You're not even aware of what it is that you're thinking. So usually if someone asks you, you know, what were you thinking? The real answer is, I don't know.
You know, I have said that to my wife sometime, and she just looks at me like I have lost my feeble mind.
Yeah, but the thing is that what you get as a result of that is you get the answers without going through the process of figuring out why it's the answer in a slow fashion. You do go through the process, but it's so fast you're not aware of it.
You have written a book called we're talking with Ron Davis this morning, the author of The Gift of Dyslexia. He is going to be here tonight to give a lecture. Here in Savannah, and it's from 7 to 9 at the Coastal Georgia Center. And the gift of dyslexia, sir, some people might not think of it as such. It's an interesting concept that you put it that way.
Well, if you're struggling with the negative part of it, Bill, there's no way you could see it as a gift. But all along in the background, the gift is happening. And you can be one of the world's best at performing a certain function. And if the dyslexia is there, you're not paying attention to what you do well. Your attention is on the negative aspect.
Ron, how do we find out all that? I guess through painstaking research, but isn't dyslexia like a lot of other problems that that we have noticed that kids through the years or through the centuries have been pigeonholed, and some have been held back or been told, like you said, you've been told that you had brain damage or there was a problem, you couldn't learn, you were stupid, and so you were categorized that way instead of trying to figure out, wait a minute, there is a problem here, and they can learn differently.
Yeah, well, in spite of all of the problems I had, Bill, I became an engineer. I'm a certified mechanical engineer.
Wow.
And looking at it from an engineering perspective,
yes,
there is a reason for absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the simplest thing to say is, well, it's brain damage, and you just have to live with it. But once we really start evaluating it, you know yourself that you can have good days and you can have bad days.
Oh, yeah.
There are days that it's really bad and other days that you don't even notice. If the problem is actually brain damage, that could not possibly be true.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that I had good days and bad days, yet I'm still thinking that the problem is a structural problem, is when I started to become a researcher into the field of dyslexia.
That is Ron Davis. He's going to be here tonight.